This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Student Mary Guzman Rivas has been living with her school counselor for more than a month now. She moved in after being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now she's hopeful she'll be given asylum. WBEZ Susie On checks in with them.
Have you ever seen Mrs. Huser cook?
Never.
It's just before dinner at Sarah Huser's house. She and Mary Guzman Rivas sit together in the living room. There's a connection there, like between a mother and a daughter.
I think that we were close initially, after she became a student. However, through this process, I think we would both agree that we've gotten a lot closer.
Huser is a counselor at Crystal Lake Central High School. She's taken the unusual step of taking in her student, Mady, as she navigates the zigzagging process of seeking asylum.
I never thought I would take in a student. There have been many times in my career I've wanted to for a variety of reasons. You see kids who are hurting or kids who are in situations where you just want to wrap them in your arms and take them in. But that's not always possible.
But because Mady is 18, she can legally make the decision for herself. The story of how Mady ended up living with her counselor began nearly 2 years ago. She and her father escaped violence in their home country of Honduras in 2018 and settled in Crystal Lake. They made a number of appearances in immigration court, but one October day after Mady turned 18, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested her and her father at the courthouse. She says ICE told them they'd missed a court date and that they would soon be deported.
Es raro porque...
It's also strange because we supposedly missed a court date in February, but then we went back to court when I was a minor. So they waited until October when I was no longer a minor to arrest us.
Mady and her father were separated. She was held in a facility in downstate Pulaski County from October to February.
All of it was terrible. The food was terrible, how we felt emotionally. Truthfully, it's like they robbed us of everything we have. My world stopped, everything. My life was on complete hold. My schooling, friends, family, liberty, everything was paralyzed.
It was during that time Huser said she talked to Mady almost every day over video chat. Huser is fluent in Spanish. Her family met Mady for the first time over those calls. Huser says there was no question where Mady would stay once she was released.
The only thing I remember is at one point saying to my husband, you know, when we get her out, she's going to need a place to live. And he was like, well, of course she'll come live with us.
At the time, there was a question if Mady or her father would be released at all. So when Sarah made the invitation, Mady was thrilled.
It was amazing because her family, they support me, they help me.
Mady's father was also released. He's living with a friend in Crystal Lake and Mady sees him often. But she says living with Mrs. Huser is the most stable option while her asylum case continues. Huser already has a full house, 3 sons and 1 daughter with her husband. Mady says they're like a second family to her while she's been away from her own 3 siblings in Honduras.
The last 2 years, I live like practically alone. So now that I have 4 siblings, yeah, it's amazing.
Huser says, yes, there are rules like a curfew. She also says Mady has willingly chipped in with chores without being asked. Of course, living with your school counselor comes with its awkward moments. Huser told Mady she should drop the missus and just call her Sarah, but that's been a hard habit to break. Being detained for 4 months set Mady back a lot in school, but she still plans to graduate in May. Huser says they're looking at community colleges. Mady hopes to one day work in the medical field. Of course, still hanging over everything is Mady's asylum case. The denial rate of asylum cases is high in the U.S. Last year, 69% of asylum seekers were denied relief, according to data from Syracuse University. Mady says she tries not to think about the outcome too much.
Entonces, no sé qué pueda pasar, yo espero.
I don't know what is going to happen. I just know I have faith in God that they will let me stay here, because what is certain is that I won't be okay over there.
For Huser, she only sees one option, and that's Mady staying in the U.S.
That may not happen, but I just cannot fathom another option.
Susie On, WBEZ News.